Hey everyone, and welcome back. Today we're going to be taking a deep dive into Cohere Technologies and their really interesting approach to solving this big problem in the telecom world that we all know and kind of hate sometimes, which is the spectrum crunch. You know that feeling when like everyone's on the network at the same time and things just slow way down? Well, Cohere's got this software called the Universal Spectrum Multiplier, or USM for short. And it basically allows operators to multiply the capacity of the spectrum that they already have. So it's kind of like,
Like expanding the highway.
yeah, exactly, expanding the highway for data.
That's a really good analogy.
So I've got a couple of great sources for this deep dive. One is a solution profile from Appledore
Yeah,
Research,
okay.
which is an industry analysis firm.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
And then also some information from Cohere Technologies' own website.
Sounds good.
But before we get into like all the details of how USM works, I think it's important to understand like why this problem is such a big deal.
Yeah, definitely.
So spectrum, as you know, is really the essential ingredient for mobile networks.
It's the lifeblood of the network.
It's the invisible highway that carries all the signals for our phones and tablets and all that stuff.
Right, all of our connected devices.
But the problem is that this highway is getting more and more crowded as our demand for data just keeps growing and growing. And it's
Exactly.
only going to get worse.
Yeah, much worse.
I mean, we're all using our phones more and more,
Every year.
more and more things.
And more devices are coming online too.
So it's like rush hour on the digital highway. Everyone's trying to stream and download and video chat all at the same time.
Right. All competing for that?
And what happens?
Limited resource.
Yeah, things slow to a crawl.
Exactly.
And this is where the whole spectrum crunch comes in,
Right.
because spectrum is a finite resource.
Yeah, I can't
So
use it.
more of it are constantly having to like scramble to get more. And
Right.
it's not cheap.
No, it's not cheap at all.
The Appledore report actually mentions that in the US alone, mobile operators have spent over $230 billion in spectrum auctions.
$230 billion. That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. And get this,
Okay.
they spent $81 billion of that in 2021
Oh, wow.
on top of $44 billion that they spent just 5 years earlier.
Crazy.
So that just shows you like how much pressure there is on these operators to acquire more spectrum.
Yeah,
And it's
absolutely.
only going to get more expensive.
As it becomes more and more scarce.
So Cohere is coming in and saying, okay, instead of this constant race to buy more spectrum, what if we could find a way to just make better use of what we already have? And that's where USM comes in.
Clever.
So you mentioned earlier that it's a software solution. So can you break down for us like how that actually works?
Sure. So traditionally, spectrum is kind of divided up into these fixed blocks, kind of like designated lanes on a highway,
I'm
right?
there, I'm following you.
But USM uses this sophisticated 3D model called delay Doppler modeling to dynamically allocate bandwidth based on real-time needs.
So instead of having fixed lanes, it's more like having a smart system
That's a great way to put it.
that can like open up new lanes when they're needed and merge them back down.
Yes,
Then the
exactly.
traffic eases up.
You got it.
And because this is all done through software, operators don't have to install a bunch of new hardware or antennas.
That's right.
They can basically upgrade their existing infrastructure just with a software update. That's really where the magic happens,
See,
right?
that's pretty
It's a
amazing.
much faster, less disruptive,
Probably
and
more cost-effective.
way more cost-effective way to increase capacity.
Yeah, you're not replacing hardware.
But I also have to ask, like,
Sure.
is this just a band-aid fix? Or can USM really address this problem in the long run?
It's a good question. I think it's more than just a band-aid fix because it really changes how we think about spectrum and capacity. And the cost savings are enormous. The Appledore report actually mentions a case study where a large U.S. operator could save $1 billion by using USM to defer carrier aggregation upgrades
$1 billion.
on over 65,000 base stations.
Yes.
So just think about what they could do with those savings.
That's a lot of money. And it's not just about cost savings either. If networks can handle more traffic, that means faster speeds for users, fewer disruptions, no more buffering in the middle of a movie.
That's right. Improved customer satisfaction is a huge benefit.
For sure.
But to really understand how powerful USM is, we need to dig a little deeper into how different types of spectrum actually work.
All right, I'm ready for a quick tech lesson. but keep it simple for those of us who aren't engineers.
I'll do my best.
Okay.
So there are two main types of spectrum used in mobile networks. FDD, which is older and symmetrical, and TDD, which is newer, more flexible, and better for data.
Okay.
But it's also more complex.
So FDD is like the old, reliable.
Pretty much.
And TDD is like the new kid on the block with more potential.
You got it.
But also more quirks.
Yeah, a little more complicated to work with.
Okay.
But the great thing about USM is that it works with both.
Oh, so it's not limited to just one type of technology. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it can be implemented on a wide range of networks.
So it has the potential to be adopted much more widely.
Exactly.
Because it's not restricted by those underlying technologies.
That's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
And this broad applicability is further enhanced by another one of USM's key innovations.
Okay.
MU-MIMO with orthogonal waveforms.
Now that sounds a little intimidating.
I know, it's a mouthful.
Can you explain that in a way that like my brain can handle?
Sure. MU-MIMO stands for multi-user, multiple input, multiple output.
Okay.
Basically, it allows multiple devices to use the same frequency at the same time.
Okay.
Without interfering with each other.
So it's like a party line, but without all the crosstalk.
Yeah. Like a group of people talking on walkie-talkies.
Okay.
Using the same channel, but without any of the conversations getting mixed up.
So instead of everyone having to wait their turn,
right.
Multiple devices can share the same spectrum without causing a traffic jam.
Exactly. That's the beauty of it.
That's pretty impressive.
It is.
And it's important to distinguish this from another technology that we might have heard of, which is dynamic spectrum sharing, or DSS.
Right.
DSS is more about sharing spectrum between different technologies.
Yeah, like 4G and 5G.
But USM is about actually multiplying it.
Exactly. Much more efficient.
So it's not just about sharing a limited resource.
It's about making that resource bigger.
It's about expanding that resource.
Yeah.
Okay, that's where the real potential lies.
Absolutely. And that's what we're going to explore further in this deep dive.
Right.
We'll look at how USM is being deployed.
Cool.
The results it's delivering.
Okay.
And what it all means for the future of mobile technology.
All right. I'm excited to hear more about that. So we've talked a lot about how USM could be like a game changer for these operators.
Mm.
But what about us? You know, the people who actually use these networks every day.
Right. The everyday users.
How does this all translate into like a better experience for me when I'm just trying to scroll through TikTok or stream a movie?
Well, think about it this way. Like, you know those times when your connection just like dies?
Yes.
Yeah, in the middle of something important.
So frustrating.
And it's usually because like the network is just overloaded.
Yeah, too many people on at once.
Too many people trying to do too much stuff.
And everything just slows down.
Right, that's the spectrum crunch in action.
Okay, yeah.
With USM, operators can basically handle a lot more traffic.
Okay.
Without having to like rebuild their entire network.
So you're telling me I could actually watch a whole movie?
Potentially.
Without it buffering every 5 seconds?
That's the idea.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
But is it really that simple?
Yeah.
I mean, networks are super complicated.
It's not always simple, no.
Right.
But USM does address like a very fundamental bottleneck.
Okay.
In these networks.
Okay.
And it's not just about like speed and reliability either.
Oh, okay.
Think about like the cost.
Yeah.
Of constantly having to upgrade these networks.
Right.
Just to handle more and more data.
So if operators can avoid like those expensive hardware upgrades.
Exactly.
Does that mean like our bills might actually go down?
Potentially, yeah.
Lower bills and faster internet.
It's a win-win.
Now you're talking.
Yeah.
Okay, but let's talk about the future for a second.
Okay.
We're on the verge of 6G now.
Yeah, 6G is coming.
And every time there's like a new generation of wireless.
It seems like we need a whole new phone.
Yeah, and new towers and
new infrastructure.
It's this whole thing.
It's disruptive.
It's disruptive, and it takes forever.
Yeah, it takes time for everything to catch up.
Can USM help with that at all?
Well, that's one of the things that's so cool about it.
Okay.
Think about like the jump from 3G to 4G.
Yeah.
And then from 4G to 5G.
Yeah.
Every time, operators had to spend billions of dollars
right.
on new equipment, new infrastructure.
Yeah, it was a mess.
Yeah, it was a huge undertaking.
Yeah.
But with USM, because it's software-based,
right.
it can be adapted and upgraded much more easily.
So it's kind of future-proof in a way.
In a sense, yeah.
So as new technologies come along.
Like 6G.
Like 6G.
Right.
Operators could just do a software update
Exactly.
Instead of having to like rip and replace everything.
It's a much smoother transition.
So instead of having to wait like 5 years for the next big thing.
Exactly.
We could just see like a constant evolution.
The gradual evolution.
Yeah. New features could just kind of appear.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
And it's not just about 6G either.
Okay.
USM can also help extend the life of the equipment that operators already have.
Oh, that makes sense.
Which means they can get more out of their investments.
Right.
And you as a user benefit from a more stable and reliable network.
Okay, so we've talked about how this is good for the operators
right.
and good for users like me.
Right.
But what about the bigger picture?
Okay.
Like, can a technology like this actually help with something like the digital divide?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
Because we're talking about a world now where, like, everyone needs the internet.
Yeah.
Right? It's essential.
Yeah, it's essential.
But so many people still don't have access.
Yeah. So how could USM play a role there?
Well, it's not a complete solution, obviously.
Right.
The digital divide is a very complex issue.
Right.
But it can definitely be a part of the solution.
Okay.
If you think about it.
Yeah.
USM makes networks more efficient.
Right.
And more cost effective to run.
Right.
So that could potentially make it easier for operators to like
okay,
expand their coverage.
Got it.
To areas that have been underserved.
Like rural communities?
Exactly.
Or even like low-income areas in cities.
Yeah, where affordability is a big barrier.
So instead of just trying to squeeze more money out of...
their existing customers?
Their existing customers.
Right.
They could actually bring in new customers.
Yeah, bring high-speed internet to people who don't have it.
That's actually a really good point.
It's a really important part of the conversation.
Yeah, if USM can make mobile internet more accessible
right.
and more affordable,
mm-hmm.
it could have a huge impact on like...
yeah. On education.
On education.
Healthcare.
Economic.
Opportunity.
Yeah. All sorts of things.
It's not just about like downloading movies faster anymore.
Right.
It's about like.
It's bigger than that.
Fundamental access to information and opportunity.
Yeah. And using technology to kind of like level the playing field.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's a really powerful thought.
And it ties into the idea of sustainability too.
Oh, how so?
Well, if we can extend the life of this equipment.
Right.
That means less waste.
Less e-waste.
Less e-waste.
Yeah.
A more responsible use of resources.
So it's like a win-win-win situation.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Okay. I'm convinced USM has the potential to be really transformative.
I think so too.
But let's be realistic here.
Okay.
What are like the challenges?
Mm-hmm.
What are the things that Cohere is going to have to overcome
right.
to actually make this happen?
I think one of the biggest challenges is just like the way the telecom industry works.
Okay.
It's very slow to change.
Right. Lots of bureaucracy.
Yeah. Lots of big companies.
And they all kind of do things their own way.
Exactly. They're often hesitant to try new things.
Especially if it disrupts like their business model.
Especially if it means they have to change how they make money.
Yeah. So it's not just about having a cool technology.
Right.
It's about convincing all these companies.
Yeah. You have to convince them that it's worth it.
That it's worth the risk.
Yeah. To switch to a new way of doing things.
So it's a classic case of like...
disruptive innovation.
Yeah, you've got a game-changing technology.
But you got to convince the people who are going to use it.
Yeah, who are used to doing things the old way.
That's the hard part.
Right.
But I think Cohere has a few things going for them.
Okay.
First, the timing is really good.
Okay.
The spectrum crunch is a real problem.
It's not going away.
It's not going away anytime soon.
Yeah.
And operators are desperate for solutions.
They're looking for anything that works.
They'll try anything at this point.
Yeah.
Second, Cohere has a really good team.
Okay.
They have a lot of experience in this industry.
So they know what they're doing.
They know what they're doing.
Okay.
And they're being very strategic about how they're approaching this.
And they've got those impressive trial results.
Yes. Real world proof.
With like Vodafone and other big operators.
That's what matters.
That's huge.
Yeah. Seeing is believing.
Yeah. Okay. So it sounds like the success of USM.
Yeah.
Really depends on a bunch of different things.
The complex equation.
Yeah, the technology has to work, obviously.
Right.
But the economics have to work, too.
Yeah, it's got to make financial sense.
And the industry has to kind of buy in.
They have to be willing to adopt it.
Yeah.
And the government can't get in the way.
Right. There are regulations and all sorts of things.
It's a whole ecosystem.
Yeah, it's a whole ecosystem.
But it's a really interesting story.
Definitely.
And it'll be interesting to see how it plays out.
Okay, before we move on to our final thoughts.
Sure.
I think it would be helpful to just quickly recap.
Yeah.
Like the key takeaways from our deep dive so far.
Sounds good.
So just remind our listeners, like, what's important here?
Well, the main thing is that Cohere is trying to address this spectrum crunch
mm-hmm.
by letting operators effectively multiply their existing spectrum using software.
So just squeezing more out of what they already have.
Exactly.
And they're doing this through a combination of
delay Doppler modeling and MU-MIMO with orthogonal waveforms.
It's a mouthful.
It is.
But the main point is that it works.
Right.
It leads to like significant gains in capacity without having to install new hardware.
That's a big one.
Yeah. And USM can be deployed in a bunch of different ways.
That's right.
Including existing networks.
Existing networks.
Open RAN networks.
Yeah, the newer Open RAN networks.
And the telco cloud.
Exactly.
So it's pretty versatile.
Yeah, it's got a lot of flexibility.
And it offers benefits for both the operators and the people who actually use the networks.
That's right.
Like you and me.
It's a win-win.
Less congestion, lower costs, a smoother transition to 6G.
Potentially even a way to address the digital divide.
Yeah, it could be a game changer.
Absolutely.
Okay, so the big takeaway here is that
Cohere is changing the game.
They're changing how we think about spectrum and capacity.
Yeah.
It's not about like buying more and more hardware anymore.
Right. It's about
being smarter.
It's about being smarter with what we have.
Yeah.
And using software to unlock that potential.
Okay, well said. Now, I think it's time to leave our listeners with a thought-provoking question.
I like it.
So what do you got?
All right. So if we can multiply spectrum using software, what does that mean for the future of mobile networks?
Okay.
How will we access data?
Yeah.
Will this lead to faster innovation?
That's a good question.
Will it lower costs for consumers?
Yeah. Will our bills actually go down?
And can we build networks in a more sustainable way?
So many questions.
So many questions.
All right, well, we'll leave our listeners to ponder all of that.
Yeah.
We'll be right back after a quick message to wrap up our deep dive into Cohere Technologies.
Oh, sounds good.
Welcome back, everyone. So before the break, we were talking about like the big picture stuff.
Yeah, the implications of USM.
Yeah, like how this could really reshape the whole telecom landscape.
Yeah, it's pretty serious.
Not just for the tech itself, but also for like how we connect as a society.
Exactly.
So we were talking about the digital divide and how USM could help with that.
Mm-hmm.
But let's zoom out even further.
Okay.
What does this all mean for the future of like mobile networks as a whole?
Well, I think we could see a world where networks are constantly evolving.
Okay.
Adding new features and capability.
Always getting better.
Yeah, but without those like big disruptive upgrades.
Yeah, those are the worst.
Yeah, you have to wait forever.
And then your phone is obsolete.
Exactly.
So no more waiting years for the next generation of wireless.
That's the idea.
That sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah. And it's not just about speed either.
Okay.
Think about the kind of services we could have.
Yeah.
Like with all this extra capacity and flexibility.
Okay.
We could have immersive augmented reality.
Oh, yeah.
Super high fidelity music streaming.
Yeah.
Ultra low latency for gaming.
So basically like all the stuff we can't even really imagine right now.
Exactly.
It's like opening up a whole new dimension of possibilities.
That's a good way of putting it.
And it's all thanks to software.
Pretty mind-blowing when you think about it.
Yeah, that we can multiply what we already have.
That's the power of software.
Yeah, so it's not just about keeping up with demand anymore.
It's about pushing the boundaries.
It's about like going beyond what we thought was possible.
Exactly.
That's pretty exciting.
It is.
And it's good for both the operators and the people who use the networks.
It's a win-win.
Faster speeds, lower costs, new possibilities.
And a more sustainable future, too.
Okay, I'm officially on board with this.
Good.
USM sounds like the future.
I think it has the potential.
Yeah.
But of course, there are still challenges.
Right, like we talked about before.
Cohere needs to build those partnerships,
mm-hmm.
prove that it works financially.
And get the industry to buy in.
It's a long road ahead.
But if they can do it.
Could be huge.
Well, I think we've covered a lot of ground today.
Yeah, we've gone from the technical details
mm-hmm.
all the way to the big picture stuff.
Yeah, and I have to say, I've learned a lot.
Me too. It's been a great conversation.
Okay, before we wrap up.
Sure.
I want to go back to something you said earlier.
Okay.
About USM being like a catalyst for innovation.
Mm-hmm.
So if we imagine this future where this technology is everywhere,
right.
What are some of the things that you're most excited about?
Well, I think we'll see a lot more creativity.
Okay.
And experimentation.
From like developers and stuff.
Yeah. As operators and developers.
Yeah.
They'll be free from this limitation of spectrum scarcity.
Right. They won't have to worry about that anymore.
Exactly.
So they can focus on like the cool stuff.
Yeah. We could see whole new types of mobile experiences.
And things we haven't even thought of yet.
Exactly. The possibilities are endless.
And it's all because USM gives us this like flexibility.
Yeah. It's a foundation for future innovation.
So it's not just about solving the problems we have today.
It's about building a better future.
That's a really good point.
And for you, the listener,
yes,
this means your mobile connection will be faster,
okay,
more reliable, and it'll open the door to all sorts of new experiences.
Awesome. Well, I think that's a perfect note to end on.
Yeah.
A big thank you to our expert.
My pleasure.
For taking us on this deep dive into Cohere Technologies.
Happy to be here.
And their amazing universal spectrum multiplier.
It's a game changer.
And to everyone listening, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
We hope you learned something new today.
And that you're excited about the future.
Yeah, the future of mobile is looking pretty bright.
I think so.
So until next time.
Keep exploring.
Keep learning.
And keep asking those big questions.
We'll see you then.